A little bit about that.
Yeah, Joe. So one thing that really caught my attention was an elected official locally in Flagler Beach, Commissioner Eric Cooley, that was arrested for domestic violence. And I believe this was last year, according to the Palm Coast Observer. A witness actually reported that he had kicked his girlfriend and grabbed her by the throat in his 7-Eleven store down on A1A. And the witness actually said they'd seen that abuse on two separate occasions.
So a multiple offending, you know, the typical characteristics where it's done over and over again. And I've also heard of employees saying it was a volatile place. So I guess that's a normal thing, Trish. You see it in a person's life, business, personally. It's kind of a trait they carry.
You can. I mean, but there are also those situations where people say, oh, I would never have thought that person did that. So it can go in either direction.
Well, that's what I mean. The entrance gates, gated communities, mm-hmm. politicians, sport athletes. I mean, we got the football player that beat the girl up mm-hmm. in the elevator mm-hmm. Who, I mean, I couldn't imagine being trapped in an elevator with a giant football player angry punching me. You must feel like life's about to end, or in a cooler in a 7-Eleven or a grocery store, wherever it was happening. Tim, what else would you say about that?
So in this particular instance, the victim actually stated that the offender stated that anything that went wrong in that store was blamed on her, and she suffered physically because of it. And this was a 20-year relationship where the victim stated this had been going on for approximately 10 years of that relationship. So a long-term situation.
And how does something like that occur and a person's not prosecuted, or that would be pretty discouraging to report it to the point where your life's near death, that you report it, and then the police or the jury system or the legal system gets up to prosecute it. I've heard stories where he claims it never happened, didn't happen, it was dropped because it was all false. But then there was a state report coming out saying that it was only dropped because the victim did not want to press charges.
Right. The victim refused to cooperate with the investigation, according to what I've read, which basically then kind of ended that investigation.
Trish, is that common?
And actually, let me just back up for 1 second before I answer your question. I just want to make sure that our listeners are aware a victim is not the one who drops charges. It is incumbent on our state attorney to pursue or drop charges. And so it's not whether the victim wanted to drop them or not. That victim has no say in that. So
that's the OJ law, right? Or where they come out.
You know what? I can't tell you where it originates from. I know that is the policy, the practice, the law. It is up to our local state attorney. And so we don't know in this particular instance, you know, you just never know what the mitigating factors were. What I will say is that oftentimes victims are deathly afraid of participating in an investigation. And of course they're afraid. Many times they've been let down by the system before. And so it is very hard for a victim to come forward and say, these are the things that happened. And so if a victim is identified as being fearful and not wanting to, there's almost societally, we put this label on them and we say, oh, that's it. You know, she doesn't want to help. She's not cooperating. So we can't prosecute because, you know, she doesn't want to help. When the truth of the matter is there are other ways that our prosecution team can utilize their you know, local resources in order to hold somebody accountable. And so, again, it goes back to the state attorney, whether, you know, and I'm sure Mr. Larissa is out there listening and he is a proponent for holding perpetrators accountable. I'd love to see it happen more frequently. My thought process is that we want to make sure that our community is aware. It is not up to a victim. It is up to the state attorney's office. And the second thing is it common? The answer is yes. It is very common for a victim to say that they do not want to participate. Again, you're thinking, you know, we have to consider the fear, children, historical content. We've got to look at all of the pieces. What kind of protection ends up happening to that victim while this investigation and judicial system are taking place? She doesn't know what's out there, who's going to help her, who's going to protect her. What does that look like? Oftentimes, it's easier for that victim to just go somewhere else, to flee, to leave if they have the resources. Or if they have to stay here, like we talked about earlier, if they have to stay here, it's going to be very tough to be able to live with that perpetrator around.
Trish, how do you get involved with Family Life Center?
You can, if you're a victim and need services, please know that all of our services are free to you. You're welcome to give us a call at 386-437-3505. You can also text that number. We do have texting capability. A human will answer anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're interested in volunteering and or working with survivors, feel free to give us a call on our administrative line, which is 386-437-7747. You're welcome to visit our website at www.familylifecenterflagler.org, and we will welcome any help that we can get. It takes a community.
And I want to remind our listeners, get involved. And no matter Duval, St. John's, there are programs like this in your areas, Volusia, Flagler, come and help. If you do, you take people in other towns, other areas as well?
We will.
So just know that the option and the help is here. I want to send a strong message out to anyone that's in a situation like that. Get help. I want to send another message out. Our Flagler Sheriff's Department will not tolerate sex offenders, sexual offenders, child offenders, or domestic violence. This is the wrong county to come in if you're going to do something like that. Think of another one. Remember, live, work, shop, play. Have a great 4th of July, Florida.
Live, Shop, Play radio show paid for by the Joe Mullins Companies.